female-led relationship. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hello and welcome to the official Love and Obey Female-Led Relationship podcast. I'm Marissa Rutter, author of 11 books that have become the world's best-selling female-led relationship book series, and I want to welcome you to the Love and Obey movement. My female-led relationship podcast has been created for mature audiences only. This podcast is specifically designed to be listened to by adults and therefore may be unsuitable for children under 18. This program may contain one or more of the following: crude and indecent language, as well as descriptions and discussions about explicit sexual activity. This female-led relationship podcast is created and authored by me, Marissa Rutter. It is published and provided for informational and entertainment purposes only. The information in this podcast constitute my own opinions or any guests who may appear from time to time, and it should not be regarded as a description of medical, psychiatric, or relationship counseling services. So what makes a female-led relationship different from regular relationships are the rules that the queen outlines for her supportive gentleman or submissive. Now, each couple will create their own list, and of course, in any relationship, there will always be some negotiation from both people. The following is some of the common sets of rules in a female-led relationship. One, the queen leads, no matter what, men follow and submit. Your queen creates a list of rules, chores, and regulations for men to follow. They should be reviewed regularly together, and this helps to set the expectations for proper behavior in the relationship. Next, men assume the role of supportive gentlemen. You're her knight in shining armor. Just as a general in an army serves his queen, but he's still allowed to be masculine and alpha, so too, men must serve the queen in a relationship or marriage. You should address her as the queen. Next, men must be respectful of the queen's wishes and desires at all times, even when you disagree. Allow her to express her views and listen intently. This is not always easy for men because you'll want to go in defensive, guarded, and silent position when confronted. Generally, women want to be heard and they often need a good listener. Men need to listen, communicate, and respect during disagreements. It doesn't mean you need to blindly accept everything your queen demands. There should still be some discussion and communication as well as consent with all issues. Now next, men must follow orders and keep up with your chores without need for constant reminders. If she decides that your duties are taking out the garbage, doing the dishes, doing them every day without having to be reminded, your goal is to reduce her responsibility with domestic chores. Feel free to add some chores and surprise her from time to time. Next, be attractive to your queen. Try to present yourself the way she prefers. If she likes a beard or goatee, then try to grow it. If she prefers a lean, muscular body, then try to lose some weight and tone up. The idea is that you must try to be attractive to each other to keep the sexual spark alive. This is more important for you as her submissive, for you to follow the rules that she makes. She too must maintain high standards for her appearance. It presents a great opportunity to encourage each other in maintaining health and physical fitness. Next, in a female-led relationship, the rule number one is sex is for the queen's pleasure, so you will need to ensure you're well-prepared with tips and techniques on how to turn her on. Do you know how to pleasure her properly? If your skills are not up to her standards, then get my book, Oral Sex for Women, and brush up on your skills. Are you a great lover? Do you switch things up? Do you change up your technique for intercourse, oral sex, and foreplay? Knowing how to pleasure your queen is mandatory. In addition, your queen's pleasure is the main event. Men generally will almost always orgasm, but the queen must be satisfied before you come. This is a major difference between regular relationships and female-led relationships. 35% of women have sex and never orgasm, which means they fake it or they go unsatisfied. This should never happen in an FLR. And as a supportive gentleman, it is your duty to ensure your queen receives the pleasure she desires. How can you learn more about the rules in a female-led relationship? I am an author with 11 books written about female-led relationships and everything from chastity to cuckolding. All 11 of my books are available on Amazon. You can simply go to Amazon and search Marissa Rutter. Or you can go to my website, www.loveandobey.com, to learn more about the Love and Obey female-led movement. Get links to all my books, social media, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook. Female-led relationships are changing the world, one couple at a time. Join the hundreds of thousands of couples now living happily in a female-led lifestyle. Now next, engage in discussions about your fantasies and what really turns her on. If you've been with your queen for years, there might be all sorts of sexual fantasies that she's been waiting for both of you to explore. Now, since everything requires mutual consent, it will be important for both of you to completely be honest about your wants and desires. Relationships and marriages are for exploration. You do it together. This is what keeps it interesting. It's very important that you indulge in discussing your fantasies regularly. Now the next rule, your queen makes the decisions about sex. She decides when, where, and how you have sex. She may decide to put you in chastity or demand that you come only when she commands. You're free to add some ideas, but generally, you will obey her. If she wants oral sex, you perform it. If she wants kissing and foreplay all night, the answer is yes, my queen. You ask her when she wants to orgasm. May I orgasm tonight? You never ejaculate on her face, body, or anywhere else unless she gives you her consent. Now next, most men think women don't want sex as much until they meet one who does. Now your biggest problem will come from keeping up with her unleashed desires. The truth is that many women don't want sex often because they're not being satisfied by a selfish, untrained man. Now when you focus on her pleasure and she's thoroughly enjoying and participating in sex, you'll see her new sexy side and her appetite for sex becomes insatiable. It's like letting the genie out of the bottle. She won't be restrained anytime soon. When you start focusing 100% on her pleasure and she knows that sex is for her enjoyment, she will want it more often. How long and if she does it at all, it should never be assumed. You'll ask her how much she wants to be pleasured each day. These are the things you will need to discuss with her in an open conversation. In a female-led relationship, you must take your orders from your queen. Any argument or objections means you're not practicing FLR. Now, this doesn't mean that there's no mutual consent. Absolutely not. You must voice all concerns. You both need to encourage open and honest communication. Now, the next rule is your job is to help your queen to step into her power and be the best leader she can be. You are her champion. Compliment her and make her feel special each and every day. You'll have her complete focus when you learn how to worship her. It's only with proper support that she can be the best she can be. Next, depending on what level you're at, your queen may want to take control of finances and pursue her career. These decisions must be discussed. There are four levels for an FLR ranging from the level of control. Level one, the queen exerts light control. Level two and three, she begins to take on more control where she's making most of the decisions. And your role is to support what she decides. Now, the next rule is when it comes to social activities, your queen makes the final decision and sets the schedule for the activities for the family. She decides where you'll go, what days, and what events and activities are appropriate for the kids. But you must also offer your input in a respectful manner. For example, if you're going to the movies, the queen decides what to watch, where to sit, and the type of snacks to eat and drink. If she decides to allow you to make the decisions, it's still up to you to ask what she wants and to get it. The idea is that you surrender to her decisions, but you support her by taking care of things and offering your help. All too often, I witness women dragging bags from shopping, getting the family snacks, stumbling over people in a theater with no help from a partner. It's the opposite in a female-led relationship. You are supporting her every step of the way. Now, next, obedience 24/7 is the foundation of any FLR. Disobedience will be met with strict discipline and punishment. Your queen may prefer physical punishment, such as spanking or slapping. This can be sexy spanking, even more regular spankings to ensure discipline on a regular basis. No matter the choice, you and your queen must discuss all boundaries and limits. Yes, you must obey her, but everything must be done with consent. Now next, your duty as a supportive gentleman is to be a gentleman. Open doors, allow her to walk ahead of you, refrain from gawking or staring at other women when you're out in public. Address her at all times as my queen. Allow her to order first. Serve in as many ways as you can. My queen, how may I help you? How can I help you? How does the queen want to be served? These are all important aspects of female-led life. To learn more about the rules in a female-led relationship, get my books, Love and Obey, Real Men Worship Women, and Queendom. How can you learn more about the rules in a female-led relationship? I am an author with 11 books written about female-led relationships and everything from chastity to cuckolding. All 11 of my books are available on Amazon. You can simply go to Amazon and search Marissa Rutter. Or you can go to my website, www.loveandobey.com, to learn more about the Love and Obey female-led movement. Get links to all my books, social media, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook. Female-led relationships are changing the world, one couple at a time. Join the hundreds of thousands of couples now living happily in a female-led lifestyle.
Ooh.